A colon can completely change the meaning of a sentence. For example, I ate my friend's lunch. I ate my friend's colon.
My cousin stole my antidepressants. I hope he's happy now.
My son kept chewing on electrical cords, so I had to ground him. Don't worry, he's doing better and conducting himself properly now.
A dung beetle walks into a bar and says, "Is this stool taken?"
Nice. If life gives you melons, you might be dyslexic.
The other day, I was in a parking lot and accidentally cut off an albino. He got so mad. I was like, man, you just need to lighten up.
According to a recent survey, 6 out of 7 dwarves are not happy.
There was a police officer that came to my door the other day, and he said he was looking for a man with one eye. I said it would probably go a lot faster if you used both.
What do you call a hippie's wife? Mrs. Hippie.
Like a dot hippie? Like,
yeah. A hippie's a... What do you call a... What?
Like his first name's A.
No, what do you call a hippie's wife? Mrs. Hippie. It's just a pun on the word Mississippi.
I didn't even catch Mississippi. What?
Like, okay, Mississippi.
Yep. I really like it when the earth rotates. Makes my day.
A slice of apple pie costs $4.50 in Jamaica and $6 in the Bahamas. Those are the pie rates of the Caribbean. A colon can completely
Welcome
change the meaning
of podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnard, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I think I'm aging faster than you because, holy fuck, that was the funniest thing I'd seen in a long time.
I mean, it was funny, but I mean, it's cheesy too at the same time, but you know.
Well, they're dad jokes, but yeah. That was fucking funny. I told Araya the Snow White one today, and she looked at me and went, "Why are the other ones sad?" And then she stopped herself, and she's like, "Oh my God." She's awesome. Always just a touch slow.
Well, I mean, she is your child.
Yeah. No, the other ones aren't. And remember, she acts like her mom.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd say something mean about her mom, but she listens to this, and she scares me.
Yes, she does. That's how she found out Nick was coming over last weekend.
No, because she was listening to her going, "Oh, hey."
I forgot to say something. She's like, "Nick's coming over Sunday." I was like, "Yep." She goes, "Oh, yeah, I listened to the podcast today." I was like, "Oh, fuck."
Nice.
So, yeah, I do want to thank Nick. Nick came out. Friend of the show, blah, 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 blah. Came out and helped me with some electrical. We got all the lights up and the switches in. However, because I'm a daydreamer, I'm a fantasy believer, I was hoping we were going to do all the electrical. And he's like, "Yeah, I don't touch breaker boxes." I'm like, fuck. So electrocution is still in my future.
Yeah, you should probably do something about that. No. Yeah, I don't touch electric. I don't do any. You know me. I don't do any electrical, let alone breaker boxes, anything. If it starts with electric, I'm out.
We literally have no power running the shit at all, and I was jumpy screwing the wires into the switches.
Well, see, that's what's all funny, because like this weekend I'm doing the Tough Mudder out in Black Diamond, and that's the whole reason I never did it for years is because there is the electric shock.
What electric shock?
On the Tough Mudder race?
I obviously I don't know what it is then.
Tough Mudder is basically, it's kind of like Spartan, but it's more water-based, and there's literally, I'm sure you've seen the video of it, I did it a couple years back, where you have to run through, and there's just wires hanging down, and they freaking shock you as you're going by.
Oh, no.
And it's the whole reason I never did it for years. I'm like, I don't want to do the electrical shock. So that's what I'm doing Saturday, and I'm doing multiple laps. I basically signed up for it's like you have 8 hours to see how many laps you can do. So I got to hit it like multiple times.
No, what?
Yeah. What? How have you never seen that? Look up the videos.
Masochist, of Top are you?
Look up the videos of Tough Moderate, the freaking electric shocks. I do it. I've done it like through 2-3 years now.
You're like a running masochist.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the fuck? Yeah, I've watched some of your videos and clips and, you know, all that shit of you doing those, but I didn't realize you were getting electrocuted.
Yeah. Yeah, you get electrocuted on it.
Although I did see a video today where a group of friends all had dog shock collars on and were shooting free throws. If you make it, the other five got electrocuted, and if you missed, you got electrocuted.
Oh, yeah. See, I would die on that because I'm horrible at shooting, like, basketball at all. That's why I never played it.
Yeah. My brother used to have this game. I think it was called You Don't Know Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But the original one had handles you held that had little metal clips that fried you if you didn't get the answer right.
Oh, that'd be insane.
Yeah. One of those dark web purchases, I'm sure.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was pretty nuts. And then it became an app on Amazon, so who cares? But
yeah,
not nearly as fun.
I had the original one where it was just a it was just you played on your DVR or not DVR but DVD player. But there was no shock, but yeah.
Let me see. I don't even know how to look it up. A shocking board game.
That would be fun, though.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't You Don't Know Jack. Those don't look like they are it, but holy shit. There is way more shocking games than I was aware of.
Why did that one look like one of those penis clamps?
Yeah.
It does.
Nope, that's what it... Okay, this is what it looked like.
Handles,
it had
okay. It's a lot bigger than I thought. It just looked like one of those things, like, you see those, like, yeah, that's like, yeah, okay, never mind.
Upgraded Lightning Reaction Shocking Game. It had a name, so this is what...
I just want to get that just to play with the kids and not tell them what happens. Just let them hold on to it and see what happens.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It had the handles and, you know, you would hold them, and I thought you had to answer... like trivia questions. And I mean, really, I think it was like the power of a 9-volt. If I'm not mistaken, that's what each handle was charged with.
Yeah.
Was a 9-volt. But again, it's electricity, right? You feel that instant. Look how much we jump or how high we jump when you get the static electricity.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So.
Well, and remember the hand shocker things? So there was no shocking. They just vibrated, but it made you think you were being shocked.
The moment of truth? No. What the hell was this game called?
Nasty Things. Ooh. I think
that's we have that. Not very good.
Oh, okay. That's not like what it looks like, which is something you play with your wife. No, that's a... Okay.
Yeah, it's not a very fun game. We were kind of bummed. We thought it was going to be funny along the lines of, like, Cards Against Humanity or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, jerking off into a puddle of children's tears is... pretty nasty.
That is.
And so we when you read kind of the cards on it, yeah, no, it's like roll the dice and get to know the people you're playing with way too much.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't find what the name of the damn game was, but yeah, Rod had it. I don't know, he might even still have it. Who fucking knows, but it was entertaining, to say the least, but you didn't play it very often.
No? Why not?
Only like when somebody... Because nobody wanted to play it, but you're like, oh, somebody new hasn't been shocked yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it, you know.
Shock the hell out of them. And then they play it and be like, yeah, I don't want to play that again.
Exactly. So I don't know where you're at mentally, but you did do some running. Are you talking about it yet?
I mean, I guess I am. It's just I'm mad at myself more than anything. But
well, now you sound
so
like
I did. I attempted the Ironman again. Things did not go the way I wanted. I was quite pissed off at myself. What it basically was is, I mean, the swim, I went right through it. I tore through the swim with no problems. Came out of the water just fine. Plenty of time to spare. No issues. Hopped on the bike, started going, was doing great. For the first 20 miles of the 56, I was averaging about 17 miles an hour. So, I mean, I was flying. And then the race goes down. You went all the way down Green Valley to Green Valley Road on off Highway 18 from Lake Wilderness. So all the way down like Auburn Black Diamond. And then you came back up into, and I can't remember the name of the road, whatever it is, the one that comes up from almost like you're almost to Kanaskia Palmer. Then you take the left and go up that long freaking hill back up to Auburn Black Diamond.
Okay. Yeah.
And as I went to go up that hill, I screwed up and I didn't shift right. And the back rail jumped. And when it did, I stopped all forward momentum while I was trying to go up the hill. And when I went to pop my feet out of the clips, they didn't come out completely. So I just kind of went over.
Oh, shit.
And I went over. And when I hit hard enough. I mean, I moved the seat like a full 90 degrees when I hit the ground. I smashed my knee into the ground. I hit hard enough that I actually dented my helmet. I mean, I hit hard. I got up. The guy that was behind me was surprised I even stood up. And I'm like, I'm fine, whatever, I'm good. Pushed the bike to the top of the hill because once I had to get it fixed. Got to the top of the hill, was able to get out my Allen wrench, fixed the seat, adjusted the brake because I'd hit it when I went down, and continued on. But after that, I was never able to get above about 12 miles an hour. I just couldn't get the speed back up and couldn't go quick enough. One point I stopped and realized that the back brake was rubbing. I didn't get it fixed enough, so I adjusted it again and kept going. Still couldn't get above about 12. So when I came in, I was 6 minutes too late.
Oh, shit.
So I missed by 6 minutes. When I got home, I got the bike because I hang it up in the garage, and I got it up a little bit so I could really look at it. I bent the back brake more than I thought, and it was still rubbing. So I was fighting those last 30 miles. I was fighting the bike, so the back brake was pushing up against the tire.
So you were dragging.
So I was dragging the whole way. So, I mean, it was one of those, like, one of my friends asked me if it was like a mechanical or a technical. Like, well, it was a technical that caused the mechanical because I screwed up when in the shift and ended up going over. And I, like I said, when I hit, it just everything went. And then, of course, the last few miles, because I was fighting it the whole way, the last about 10 miles, my right leg was cramping. So, and trying to go up, and I mean, it's stupid the way they try and kill you at the end, because you come out at mile like 45, you're coming down into Ravensdale and making a right at the Ravensdale Market. And then you go up the hill, or the Ravensdale, like, it's not really the market, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The little store right there. You go up that hill, back down past, you know, the park, up that hill, past, you know, the old dump, past Levadensky, up and down those three hills, take a left, go back over the past the old junior high, back down the hill, and then back up behind the old police station where the new Amazon is.
Yeah.
So it's constant up, down, up, down, up, down. And I mean, my legs were smoked, and I just, from fighting it for so long, I just couldn't keep up the speed. And that was what killed me. If I could have kept up the speed and hadn't had to stop, I had to stop, I think, four times to make adjustments to the bike after the fall.
Well, my assumption is no fall at all, even if you would have slowed off to 12 miles an hour, right? Between the fall and the few times fixing the bike, that was probably 6 minutes time.
Yeah. Yep.
And my assumption is every time you had to stop to readjust your brake, you probably got more frustrated and it took a little bit longer each time.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot, because I have an app on my phone where Amber can follow me. And she kept wondering because she saw how fast I was going, and then she kept seeing me stop. Like, what the hell's happening? So she had a feeling something was wrong. So,
yeah, I saw her first post. I think it was the only post actually.
Yeah.
About your swim, and I saw it that morning. Right after, I think it was right after baseball, or maybe on my way to baseball. And yeah, I was like, oh sweet, because the swim was always. I know you had mechanical issues in the past with the bike. But you got the new bike, and so I was like, oh, the swim was always the physically tough part.
Yeah.
And I was like, sweet, he made it through. Amber's post was, yeah, plenty of time. We're on to stage two. Everything's looking good. I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
And then the next post I saw was like, fuck everybody. I'm not talking about nothing. You can die. I'm like, what?
Pretty much. Yeah. It wasn't that mean. It was just, yeah. It's funny because every time I say that, I'm like, hey, just because I know a lot of people are falling, like, it didn't go well. Just, I don't want to talk about it. And usually you immediately you get people messaging you like, what happened? I'm like, do you not get, I don't want to fucking talk about it.
I mean, I figured I'd wait till Wednesday.
I know, but, and that was it. I mean, it was kind of, I just need that day or so after something like that, because I've trained so fucking hard for that stupid thing twice now. And, you know, I just needed that day to kind of get my, you know, get my brain and get into the right spot. Cause what's funny too is, I mean, it's like I tell everyone, it's that lake. I'm telling you, fucking Lake Wilderness is cursed for me because I've only DNF'd 3 triathlons and had no problems on the rest of them. And all 3 that I've DNF'd have been in that lake.
But, have they all been the big 73 Ironman?
No. No. The other one was a smaller one. Was an Olympic.
Yeah.
And I DNF'd an Olympic on Lake Wilderness. I've not been able to finish any race I've tried at that level.
I was worried about it last week when I saw on, I think it was on Facebook, that they were talking about it needing...
Needing a chemical because the algae.
Yeah.
Like, and then that was the fun part too. They're like, "Oh yeah, we did a chemical, whatever, to kill the algae." They're like, "Don't drink a lot of the water." We're like, "Not that I planned on drinking the water out of that fucking cesspool anyway, but
yeah,
I'm not sure I want to go in there to begin with now."
Yeah,
I think that's why my swim was so good. I'm like, I just want out of this dirty shit. But
it was motivation.
Well, what was funny too is when I went into it, it was the first like half of it of the swim. Wasn't doing that great. I was having some issues. I was having some breathing issues. And then I finally, it was about halfway through, I stopped at one of the kayaks and just sat there for like 45 seconds, just like calm down. And it was like the second I calmed myself down, got the breathing going. And then all of a sudden it was like the last half I did in almost half the time as I did the first half.
And what is that? 4-5 miles?
It's only 1.2 mile swim.
Oh, for some reason I thought the swim was a little bit longer.
No, but it's 1.2 miles. But I mean, 1.2 miles in the water. I mean, it was still 1 hour and 2 minutes of swimming.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a long time in the water.
You're not fucking Michael Phelps.
No, no, not at all. So, but, but it was, I had 1 hour and 10 to do it. So I did it with, you know, 8 minutes to spare. But I just need to figure out the bike issue. I mean, and it really, there is no real bike issue. It was just when I fell, I hit the wrong spot.
So here's my problem, and I don't, of course, I don't do any of this shit, right? But out of curiosity, what's an entry fee into this?
You know, this one's bad, and that's one reason why I don't know if I want to do it again. It's $350.
$350.
And that's for the half. If I decide to do a full, it's over $700.
What do you mean a half?
That's the 70.3 is considered a half Ironman. So the full Ironman is the 140.6.
But this one's advertised as just 73 or whatever.
Yeah, so it's considered the half Ironman is what they call it. Mm.
Okay, so $350.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To me, if I pay $350 for anything, I should be able to finish no matter fucking what. You didn't enter this thing with any ambition to win.
No.
Right? You're doing it as a personal goal, you know, what you want to do, you know, almost fun.
Yeah.
Right. It would be like going, I don't know, paying for all day paintball. And because you didn't finish your game a half hour before your time was up, they're like, yep, you're done.
And I mean, I can kind of say, but the thing is, too, is, I mean, when you go into it, when you sign up for it, you know what it is. You know what you're signing up for. So, I mean, I knew when I signed up that if I wasn't done by a certain time, then, you know, with the bike that you're pulled. And part of what it comes into is it comes into like, which on this one, I kind of, you know, it's the permits on having the roads closed and everything. But the run, they don't close the roads. You're just on the.
And I get you knew what you were going into. That defeats the whole point. The whole point of the matter is that rule shouldn't exist. Give me a rough estimation of how many participants you had.
There was over 2,000.
2,000. Mm-hmm. That's a good fucking round number. We'll just say 2,000. So it's more than that, but we'll say 2,000. Right? Times 350. That's $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Like I'd get all the I'd get all the people together and fucking protest that shit.
It's one of those things, like I said, I knew what I was signing up for, but I mean, it is one of those that on just about every one of them, because even a couple of the other ones, because everyone I've DNF'd, I've never DNF'd because I couldn't keep going. I DNF'd because I didn't have, I ran out of whatever time hack they had, you know, and a lot of them you sign up for, you know, you have, if you're not past this point by this time, your day is over.
I get it, but what's the logic behind...
Like I said, some of it's going to be permits. Like a lot of times, you know, maybe what it is the park says you they have to be out of there by a certain time. So they say, hey, if you're not done running by this time, or, you know, you haven't started the run by this time, there's no point in letting you.
So were cars on the road when you were biking?
Yes.
Okay. And cars were on the road when you were jogging? So the only thing, or running, you didn't get to that, but they would have been?
Well, yeah, but it's on the trail. So that's the one thing on that one. I mean, it's on the trail, but I think it's the park. I mean, I like I said, I don't know. I'm guessing that it's one of those. They have to be out by a certain time, whatever. But
okay, so they had to shut down a state park or city park, the trail, and they had to shut down the lake.
No.
You can't tell me that $700,000 doesn't rent that out.
Well, I'm sure it does, but I mean, you know, they still have to pay everyone everything. But I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the logistics of it. I don't do it, but I know I've done a lot of races where there has been a, there's a time, like if you're not by a certain point by this time, you're done. So this isn't the first one. I mean, there's been others. The one thing that bothers me the most about Ironman, which really makes me wonder if I want to do another one, is like when I do the Spartan races and stuff like that, and like I'm doing Tough Mudder this weekend, I can volunteer and get like part of my, you know, everything taken off. You know, and part of my entry fee taken away and not have to worry about it. Ironman, you volunteer, they basically give you a t-shirt and a thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did I fucking volunteer for this?
So we went to open house, and then we went to open house, what, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was? Bella's in leadership.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the classes we had to go to meet the teacher, blah, blah, blah. And they have to do a community service project through leadership. And one of them was handing waters out at the Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's people they're not paying. That, yeah. Like, those are high school students on the trail passing out water. Like, I'm getting riled up, and I don't even run. It pisses me off. Like,
it's one of those, like I said, that's one of the ones that bothers me on that. I mean, it's like the volunteers get nothing out of it. And I mean, it's like, you know, and sometimes you volunteer just because you want to, you know, do something nice. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Spartan, Tough Mudder, all those. I volunteer, I get a free race. A lot of the other race brands, I volunteer, I get a free race. At Ironman, you volunteer and they're pretty much like I said, I got a t-shirt and a thank you.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it was a lot of people that volunteer for Ironman aren't racers. They're volunteering for other reasons. It's like the city because they, you know, want to push, you know, Maple Valley, stuff like that. There was a lot of people that were.
Oh, that,
you know,
backfired.
Huh?
That backfired.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there was a lot of people pissed off about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's even another reason why I think you should have been able to finish. I think if you weren't done with the run today, 4 days later, you should still be out there causing fucking traffic issues because fuck all those yuppie bastards.
Oh, there's so many people pissed off. What's funny is a lot of people don't realize they had to change the course because last year we went all the way out to Enumclaw and then back to BZ Cumberland. And this year they had to change it, which I prefer that course a lot better. It didn't have that big ass stupid fucking hill. But, they had to change it because Enumclaw is like, fuck you. You just screwed up our traffic and we got nothing out of it. So you can piss off. You're not coming back here.
Yeah.
Because Maple Valley got all, because I mean, it's in Maple Valley. So they get all the credit for it. And Enumclaw is like, fuck you. You're not coming back to our town and fucking up traffic. And then we get nothing. So all the businesses were like, nope, ain't happening.
So many people up in fucking arms. I couldn't get here, and I couldn't get there, and I had to wait 4 hours to get home, and they didn't even warn us it was coming. Bitch, there were signs everywhere.
Yeah.
You go down Whit Road, there is a banner across Whit Road at both ends of the road that say, you know, whatever that date was, the 19th or the 18th.
Oh, yeah. You know. There were signs as I went through. They had, like, the big, you know, reader boards that say, you know, bicycle race, this road closed. You know, on this day, from this time, and it's like, yeah, if you didn't see that, it means that you didn't look up from your phone long enough while you were driving to see what was happening.
Yeah, trust me, I was loving. There was quite a few people in the comments of those bitchy posts that were like, dude, like, what the fuck? You know, who cares? It's one day. Like, you know, it's bringing money to Maple Valley. Oh, it doesn't bring shit. It does.
It does, actually. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the Maple Valley, like, city council was a lot of people, like, that were actually volunteering.
Well, let's just point out again, right? $700,000.
Nah.
Let's just assume, probably on the low end, but let's just assume 50% of that goes to the city for the use of their parks.
Yeah.
That's $350,000 in a day, basically donated for the use of their park.
Oh, yeah. And when I left, I mean, you could see people all over stopping to get food at restaurants, everything like that. I mean, people, yeah, they're...
Well, not only that, but you figure, I would imagine, just me personally, but I would imagine your volunteers aren't Maple Valleyites or Maple Valleyans or whatever you want to call these fucks. I'm a Hobartian.
Yeah, just, yeah, and a Hobartian.
Just transplanted this shithole.
I like that Hobartian.
So these guys either come in and they're getting Airbnbs because there's quite a few of them in Maple Valley. You know, we don't have hotels, but they're grabbing one and renting. They're coming in Saturday to set up. They're coming in Friday to set up. They're having meetings probably at the park, like, hey, this is where our stations are going to be. This is where this, this, and this, you know. And, well, and my assumption is they're stopping at the convenience stores here. They're stopping at the grocery stores here. You know, we actually have decent restaurants in Maple Valley now, so they're stopping at those.
Well, because the one thing is, too, is because you have to come in. Like, I was there Friday because I volunteered, and I met your friend Dave. And then I had to go back Saturday to drop off my bike because I couldn't do that Friday. I could only drop it off Saturday, and you can't do it Sunday. So you have to be there at least 2 days. You're there Saturday and Sunday. And then a lot of groups that I know were going there for the last 3 months
to practice and
to practice and swim in the lake, even though it's like, doesn't matter what lake, but they wanted to practice in the lake we're supposed to be in. The only reason there wasn't a whole bunch the week before is because of the algae bloom.
Yeah. They had to, They've been practicing in that lake for months to get used to the swimmer's itch.
Yeah.
To build immunity.
We were all over at Lake Meridian practicing because we couldn't go to Lake Wilderness. But, and yeah, well, the swimmer's itch, you didn't have to worry about it. There's so many chemicals in there. I think it's all chemical burn. I'm pretty sure I got a couple chemical burns from all the chemicals they used to get rid of that algae.
Yeah.
I think it's alive in that lake.
Yeah. Like, but it's been that way since we were a kid.
Yeah.
If you didn't get on the backside where it was non-public, like, walk through the sticker bushes and shit to get back to where the rope swing and stuff was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was gross in that lake.
Oh, yeah.
We spent a lot of time at Pipe Lake, which was a private lake, but Steve's parents lived up there. And so we just, even if Steve wasn't there, we just used their address. Oh, yeah, we're staying at the Howell's residence.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. The people of the state, it's just boggles my mind.
Well, you see it anyways, because it's like here, you know, in Bonnie Lake, they have the Ren Fair through August. And every weekend, people throwing a complete and absolute fit that there's a Ren Fair here. Oh, my God, there's people coming to our town. I mean, they're spending money. Shut the fuck up.
That looked like a complete shit show just from the word go.
And the very first weekend, they fixed it by the second weekend.
And to be honest, if it was every weekend for a month, I'd probably get a little tired of it. With one weekend and either adjust my plans or just cancel my plans and stay the fuck home, because I'm a big fan of that, too.
But the thing was, too, is even with the Ren Fair, they didn't close any roads. It was just traffic was a little busier because people were coming to town.
Yeah.
If it was every weekend closing the roads like they had to, because they closed. There was a couple roads that were completely closed. Some, it was just where we had to share with the cars. It was like one lane was closed. But, I mean, other than that, I mean... You know, if it was like that for a full week, a month, yeah, I could get it. But, you know, it was a couple hours in the morning. The bike race, you had to be done with the bike race and off the road by 1:30.
Yeah.
And I was off the road at 1:36.
Oh.
And I kind of knew it. I knew I was close. I knew it was like right there. I was watching my watch as I was riding in. I'm like, I know I'm just
gonna. Now, is that a good idea?
What?
Watching your watch?
Yeah.
Because that's like looking back at the ball while you're running to the base.
Yeah, that's true. But...
You got to keep your head down.
Well, I was, but I just kept like glancing to see where I was, you know, but you know,
takes away focus.
Yeah, it does. But... But it's one of those. I mean, live and learn. I know what I did wrong. I know. I got it. I think what it is the clips in my pedals are too tight. I need to loosen them so I get my feet out quicker, out of the clips. But I need to get it fixed because they're stripped. And I don't want to replace them. I really like the pedals I have, and to replace those pedals are like $150. So I just like to get them fixed.
Yeah.
But
well,
yeah, I'm not taking it to get serviced anyway. So
I did laugh a little bit when you talked about your fall. And I'll be honest with you, if there was video of it, I would laugh a lot.
Oh, I probably too. I mean, what's funny, I watched like three people do it after I did, but I'm sure it was freaking hilarious to watch because literally it was, you can imagine it perfectly. I'm pedaling up the hill and that back, you know, one kind of jumps and I just stop full motion. You see me kind of twitch, trying to get my feet unlocked. And then I just, and down I went. Yeah.
You know, what's funny is what brought the serious part to me is when you said you hit your head and how you explained that. That's probably the part you can do the least damage to. There's nothing you can fall on that isn't going to do more than the drugs you've already taken. Like
Pretty much. The only thing that really bugged it was my knee. When I hit my knee, like for the first, today's really the first day I'm walking without a limp. So I was limping pretty bad right after it happened. Once I got off the bike and tried walking, my knee was just like, oh, hey, fucker, guess what? So
let's say,
I don't
say,
want to say it was my good knee. It's the better of the two, but because neither one's really good.
Let's say you were 6.5 minutes faster. Would you have been able to do the run?
I would have gone for it.
I know
I
you would have tried, but
it would have been questionable. Because I wasn't, by the time we got back to the car, because of course we parked at Lake Wilderness, which there was buses supposedly, but not really. So you had to walk from Lake Wilderness Park to the elementary. So, and by the time I finished walking, you know, with the bike back to the car to put in the car, I was limping pretty bad.
Yeah. I wonder, because if you would have got 6.5 minutes faster, that adrenaline boost probably would have helped you not feel it compared to being, you know, mentally destroyed after not making it, and but all of a sudden now you're like, oh yeah, this fucking hurts, this, you know.
And that's what I'm guessing what would have happened with the adrenaline boost. I probably would have gone 4 or 5 miles and been like, okay, cool, I think I'm good, and then probably the adrenaline would have started to wear off and I would have been like, oh, my knee's fucked.
Yeah, how long of a run?
13. Yeah, it would have been 13 miles, 13.1, so it's a half marathon. So
okay, which is, what is it, 15K, 13?
It's,
do they have a K for that one?
I was trying to think. Is it, I think it's more than 15.
Well, I was thinking a 5K is, what, 3 miles?
I think it's 20, something like that.
No. Live and learn.
But it's one of those, I mean, I know what happened. I know what I know how to hopefully try and make sure it doesn't happen again, but who knows? I'm gonna look at a couple things. I don't know if I want to do another Ironman, or I might switch to a different Ironman because I'm pretty sure that lake is just cursed. So,
oh, all of a sudden you believe in that shit.
I know it's my own brain, but that's cursed. But yeah.
Oh. So I saw that picture you posted of the Pinhead Playground. And I don't know if you saw my comment, but I am dead serious. The scariest part about that is that metal slide. That is straight from an 80s death trap playground.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that would make it scarier is if that slide was attached to one of those fucking merry-go-rounds.
Well, that would be amazing.
Oh, I did see, however, the Maple Valley Haunted Forest is back this year for the first time in a few years.
Oh, they're coming back.
The one at Royal Arch Park?
Yeah.
Have you done that one?
No, I've always wanted to.
We did it a few years ago. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've always wanted to, but it was just one of those things that I just never got to, and then when we were going to do it, everything got closed, so.
I forgot to look at the flyer. So a couple of years ago when they, you know, when everything was normal, so to speak, they also had, we didn't pay for it that time. We just did the walk through the forest. But they have the zombie paintball.
I want to shoot some zombies.
That I would like to do. I'm looking it up here real quick so we can see what's happening with it. Haunted Forest, Maple Valley. They're looking for volunteers. You seem to be a... You know what? Looking for volunteers. I have a volunteer day where I get paid. It's called Carnival.
See, now that's where you just... There's your volunteer day.
Yeah.
So Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 11. Ooh, what do you get with an RIP pass?
I'm trying to find the flyer. They posted a flyer. Here it is. It's a skip the line. So we didn't do that either, and we waited in line for like 2.5 hours. So that extra $10
is worth it.
Maybe worth it. I have a feeling
you could do the family walk.
Yeah, $5 a piece, more light, less fright. I think Bella would be very disappointed. And I am not seeing the zombie deal.
Well, hopefully they have corn.
They didn't last time. I'll fucking leave. I won't even walk backwards through the fucking trail. I'll just cut straight across.
I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm just going to go out and buy a whole bunch of corn stalks and then just randomly stop by your house and set them up outside the door.
Yeah, I'll probably stab you.
You'll never come out the door because the corn stalks will be in your way.
What would I... Zombie paintball. Let's just see if they have zombie paintball near me. Because I think that would be fun.
Yeah. I want to shoot some.
Thomas. I know my brother and Julian did one at Halloween a few years back where they were on fucking like hay bales being pulled with tractors and the zombies came at them. And so it was the tractors driving around. Yeah. So they weren't even getting shot at. They just got to plug zombies. Our zombie trail paintball and nope, fucking corn maze. That's a nope. Running 6 nights, 20, share this video. You'll be entered to win a drawing. Where is DFW zombie hunt? Let's find out. Fucking Texas. Nope. That's not near me. Do I have my location all fucked up? Oh,
probably.
Yeah, you're right, Dallas. Look at you with the brains.
Yeah, I've just been there a couple times.
Oh, let's see here. Let's see if Google is better with the near me. Nightmare on Nine Haunted House. Oh, this one has a beer garden. Fucking corn maze. What? This is Thomas Family Farm, Snohomish County. I think it'd be pretty cool to get together and see if some of the local listeners would like to go out and play.
That would be awesome. Like play paintball and I can shoot them?
Get Nick and Pickett and Joe Samomo. Tickets for October will be live last week, okay. Fire pit rentals available to book for October. What? Why would you book? They got escape rooms. I want zombie shooting.
That would be fun.
This looks like the Puyallup Fair in October. They got go-karts and one of those death slides.
I want a death slide.
So, these big slides, did you see the one they built in Detroit? Have you seen any of the videos or clips from that?
No.
Where these dudes are catching 4 or 5 feet of air and flipping around and then landing on their head on the metal?
No.
All right, let's screw that because that's not even... I clicked here 3 times, you fucker. Yeah, it just opened up like a month ago. And... a guy for Monster that lives in Detroit posted a video of him doing it. And so I started looking, and I was like, holy shit. Detroit? Oh, it's been shut down already?
Of course.
Let's just see if we can watch a little bit of this here. Yeah, it's a scary slide you don't want to try.
We began with the attraction that has turned into a viral sensation. Belle Isle's giant slide reopens amid somehow worldwide attention. As you can expect, heading into one of the last big summer weekends, it's going to be packed. And when we say worldwide attention, we mean it.
That's right. That's because media outlets have been all over this story. We're talking about headlines on CNN. The Wall Street Journal is on it. Even Sky News in the UK published a story about it.
A TikTok video from just today at the giant slide has now been viewed over 500,000 times already. Also, the Today Show was there this morning to take a ride live. Let's get to Priya Mann live on Belle Isle tonight. Priya, we're laughing about it. There were real concerns that somebody could get seriously hurt.
Supposedly, this is the biggest and steepest.
Yeah, you're right, Devin and Kimberly. I mean, those videos racked up millions of views, but when you're going airborne like that, you run the risk of getting seriously injured.
I want to see people getting injured.
Why should you click below and take Solgen's solar quiz?
Same reason I wanted to see you falling off a bike. I mean,
Of course you can.
There's no way I'm not going to the hospital. Yeah. Like, no way I'm not going to the hospital with my bad back and...
That place is, like, flipping and tossing and holy macaroons. That's crazy.
That was just the same video over and over again.
I know, but still.
Yeah.
It's like, every time I watched it, I saw someone else do something fucking insane. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah, that would be, I can't say I wouldn't try it, because I think I would. Let's see if it's a viral thing. Let's see what TikTok's got. There's no editing that one. Yeah, I can't believe you hadn't seen that yet.
No, I mean, I've been kind of staying off social media a little bit. I don't know why. I just haven't been watching a lot of this stuff.
I think this is the same thing we just watched.
Yeah.
I can recognize the guy on the left that's about to catch 47 feet of air.
Jesus. Watching him, it's like, holy crap. It's like, if you catch enough air that I could walk under you, there's a problem.
Let's see.
Let's cross back over to Detroit. There's a new slide in town. Everyone's excited, except for that lady. She's just outright fair fucking dinkum concussed. Is she on a conference call? She's actually calling paramedics and police in real time. Is the potato sack meant to protect you? Because it doesn't. Although that human wouldn't lose her shoes if she took a potato sack. This is better than that bloody Japanese slippery stairs game show in many ways. It's good people can smile after shattering a coccyx. This is more like something you'd see out of a fucking Saw movie. Oh, this is a live stream video. Look at the one cheeky dickhead hearting it. That's cold. Nah, it is. Alternative wide angle of shoes flying off. Oh, she did have fun. Anyway, it's good to get out of the house from time to time. Most days, not really, but yeah, from time to time. Yep.
Aussie Man Reviews is worth it.
He is.
Yeah. Holy crap. Let's go to Detroit. Fuck it.
I kind of want to now.
So when we were listening to that news story, that sounds fucking metal.
Yeah.
How is that safe? I told you I age way quicker than you.
It's not. I mean, I think that's why they like made it them stop.
Well, there was another thing that said it reopened, so.
Maybe they slowed it down. They put sandpaper to slow your ass down.
Maybe they quit putting Astroglide on it.
That's what it looks like. It's like, Jesus, did you like, is that why you can't find KY Jelly anymore? It's just out of cell. They just put it all there.
Oh, that is, I mean, it looks, it doesn't look much different. I wonder what Google says about it. Cause, it doesn't look much different than, like you said, the Puyallup Fair.
Yeah.
Right? And so I wonder. It's called the Detroit Slide Bell Island. Riders catch a little too much air. Was briefly closed because it was sending children airborne. The waxing was a little robust.
And see, that must be it. They must have freaking waxed the hell out of it or something.
What inspectors found during a follow-up safety inspection?
Jeez.
Like, I want the dimensions or... 6 is the fastest further from the stairs. That's where that guy was from the 47 feet fucking airborne.
Yeah.
Slide was awesome, but I highly recommend not using wax paper to gain speed. fun place. Nice activity for children. Hold on. We got to read Google reviews because there's got to be something good coming.
There's got to be some good ones.
Didn't know that the sale. Oh, okay. Nobody cares about the sales. 1 star. It was fun until I decided to use wax paper to sit on. About 2 seconds into the slide, I hit Mach 1 speed. It was launched 120 feet in the air after hitting the second hump of the slide. I landed inside a KFC bucket on top of the restaurant across the street. Slide was awesome, but highly recommend not using wax paper to gain speed. To me, I mean, you giving it a 1-star review, it sounds like everything was your fucking fault.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's kind of one of those ones that, I mean, one, is the wax paper an option that you can get there, or did they just bring their own? I mean, is that one of those things, like, it doesn't look like it's fast enough, so you know what, I'm going to fucking bring some wax paper from home so I can sit on it so I can go even faster.
People are pissed at the closing time of it.
Why, is it too early or what?
They need to bring back the plastic cover like the old slide. It helps grip the slide and slows you down. But the slide is only for the old school riders 40 plus. We know how to ride the giant slide because we know how to keep our back in line due to our parents giving us spankings and discipline. I don't understand how nobody can follow instructions. Lean forward as long as you do that, you will never leave the surface of the slide. But if you get out of shape by the second hump, you're screwed. Not one person I saw leaning forward ever took flight. All right, yeah. Here's another 1-star review. These got to be the good ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever genius carpetbagger was involved in the bid of this job got it due to campaign donations or some kind of favor, because this was the first time privatized contractor incident. I obviously was never even tested. A ride for children and adults never tested. It was because it went viral that they shut it down for a day or two. They changed something, ignoring the math for assembly that obviously exists. It's disgusting. I saw children crying, holding their heads and being slammed, people holding onto their backs, etc. More than a few people got hurt. The lawsuits are coming for sure. I'm disgusted. I doubt they're coming because there's probably something you signed that says, hey, if you're fucked, you're fucked.
Yeah. You signed a waiver. It's one thing that used to crack me up. When I first started doing Spartans, the guy that did the announcing, he all the time, it'd be like, you know, one of those things. And like, and if this happens, you signed a fucking waiver.
All these negative Nancys. There's gotta be more.
Of course.
It said there was a lot of reviews. What the fuck? What the fuck? I want more reviews. That looks like the goods.
That's it?
That was it for Google reviews.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, some of those were pretty fucking funny. So what is, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but you're probably smarter than I am. What does leaning forward do?
I don't know. Maybe it like pushes the pressure to slow you. I have no idea. I'm kind of curious on that myself.
To me, right, you're on a bike going downhill. You lean forward, you push, you go faster.
You would think.
And more likely to go, you know, ass over tea kettle.
I mean, maybe it's an aerodynamic thing, because if you're sitting up, I mean, you're going to not be as aerodynamic, but I would think that you're not going far enough that the aerodynamics is going to be a huge thing.
Well, we got 30 terrible reviews. I want these ones. I want these ones. Oh, this is over the whole fucking park. I just want the slide. I just want the slide. Giant slide. I love how they call it an amusement park ride. Like, isn't it just a playground ride?
I guess. I mean, maybe.
I want... Let's go to their website. I wonder if you can... We were talking about the wax paper. I wonder if you... Like, if it's... How much is the giant slide? $1 a ride.
Dollar? It's not bad.
$1. Dude, that's cheaper than Puyallup Fair one. Puyallup Fair one's like 3 tickets. Each ticket's what, like $260?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't done that in a long time.
I want to know if I have to buy wax. I want to know if it's another $1 for wax paper.
Probably.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm here for it.
Sounds awesome to me.
Like I said, there's no way I'm not going to the hospital, but...
No, you're going to the hospital. You're definitely going to the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it happens.
I get all the Jell-O I can eat.
Yeah.
All right. Week 2 is in the books.
Yeah, it is.
Fantasy. Did you not do good?
No. It started to look good, but then it all went to shit.
I lost to Steven.
No, I'm sorry. I lost to your wife, so, I mean, that's not as bad as losing to Steven.
Yeah, I've been losing to her for 16 years. Every argument.
No, yeah, I lost to your wife. So what? I lost 95 to 103. It was just, like, neither one of us were players, like, did not, like, perform the way they should. And I picked the wrong. If I would have picked the other quarterback, I probably would have been better off.
Yeah, she said if you would have picked Allen, you would have won easily.
Yeah, if I would have picked Allen. And I thought about it, but I made the mistake of listening to my wife because I asked her who she thought I should pick, and she said Mahomes. So. Mainly because I'm pretty sure she's only ever heard of Mahomes.
I lost by 0.72.
Oh. So, yeah, at least mine was, you know, a little more.
Now, Justin Jefferson is who I needed points from on Monday Night Football. He got 4 of the 17 he was projected at. Although the saving grace is in my big money league, I was playing against Justin Jefferson, and I only won that one by 6. So... But mind you, Steven had 2 wide receivers not play. They got put out the day of the game.
Yeah.
So I lost to a guy with 2 less players than I had.
Nice.
Yeah. Fantastic. Let's go see your score here. Da 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 da. Tasha's 2-0.
Yeah.
I'm 0-2, so...
I'm 1-1, so I at least won the first week.
Yeah, beat you by about 8 points there. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes did not do what he should have done.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have started him against the Chargers when he had Josh Allen.
And see, that was my mistake. I really should have went with Allen, but I just wasn't.
I think it was more or less because of who they were playing.
Yeah.
The Chargers have a pretty darn tootin' good defense.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the Titans they're a struggling team. Yeah, Allen had 40.
Yeah. If I would have played Allen, I would have won easily. But
well, shit, Tosh could have played Jalen Hurts instead of Kyler Murray, and then it wouldn't have mattered either. Let's see the rest of it. We got Rod beat Corey. Me and Corey are the only 0-2. Oh no, Joe's 0-2. Sweet.
Yeah.
We got 3 0-2 teams. Brother-in-law Chris, oh, big win over Chris Pickett. And the baseball kid gets his first win over Joe Simomo. See, it doesn't pay to be a Yankee or Packers fan.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all. All right, sir, you got comedy coming up?
I do. See, she had that already. At Cole Street is Rusty. Rusty comedian, which we all love Rusty. Marianne's going to be the feature, and her new husband Romeo is the host, so that should be a fun show. And that's on the 5th, and then we've got on the 10th, I believe it is. Where's my notes? 13th. Wow, I'm not even close. On the 13th, it's at Kitsap County. Comedy in Kitsap's going to take over at the Firehouse, and that's going to be Joseph Rogers, Drew Lopez, Thomas Friday, Max Weisong, and Brock Tirano. So that should be a fun show.
All right. And then in other news, we got DC's League of Super Pets on HBO Max Friday.
Nice.
So we plan on totally watching that again. It was fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen it yet, be sure to check it out.
Yeah. And have you seen the first episode of Quantum Leap?
No, I didn't realize it came out, and I saw Silas on Facebook post about it, and I was like, oh, shit, I forgot it came out. So
I made sure to watch the first episode, so it's...
Give me just initial reaction.
I haven't completely decided yet. Still thinking about it. I mean, it's good. But it's, I don't know yet. I mean, it's that first episode where you can see they're trying to kind of establish everything. So I think it's, I think it has potential.
Okay. That, I mean, for first episode, that's really all we can ask for.
Yeah.
So, especially doing a remake like this, you know?
And it's not really a remake because they're still, I mean, they've referenced in that first episode, they referenced Sam, they referenced Al. I mean, it is a
continuation.
It's a continuation. So they're talking about they have taken over Sam, you know, Sam Beckett's, you know, project, everything else, and they're trying to recreate it. So it's a continuation. And yeah, so, and it looks like I said, they've mentioned Sam and they've already mentioned Al, and one of the characters is supposed to be Al's daughter. So
oh
yeah,
well, that actually eases my mind a little bit.
So it's actually, so far, I mean, it's like I said, you know, you're always kind of like, you know, not sure what's going to happen, but we'll see. So.
All right. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.